Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing, and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say, I just wanna hear you.
Angela won't be joining us. I am Megan Lowe. I'll be your host for today. And excuse me. Let's see here. Who is supposed to be playing? What is it? Chronicles? First Chronicles 6?
No.
Yeah.
It's 6. First, I mean, that's right. That's it.
It's 6.
First. All right. I'm gonna read a little bit about what we can look forward to in First Chronicles chapter 6. So Joseph and Judah shared between them the forfeit honor of the birthright. Yet Levi was first of all the tribes, dignified and distinguished with an honor more value than either the presidency or the double portion, and that was the priesthood. So we're going to find out that that was the tribe set up, that tribe God set apart for himself. It was Moses' tribe, and perhaps for his sake was thus favored. On that tribe, we have an account in this chapter. Okay, Auntie Carrie, if you like, you go ahead and play First Chronicles chapter 6, and we'll see if anybody else is going to join us during that time.
All right.
First Chronicles 6. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel. And the children of Amram, Aaron, and Moses, and Miriam. The sons also of Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar begat Phinehas, Phinehas begat Abishua, and Abishua begat Bukai, and Bukai begat Uzai. And Uzziah begat Zerah, and Zerah begat Mariah, Mariah begat Amariah, and Amariah begat Ahitub. And Ahitub begat Zadok, and Zadok begat Ahimaaz. And Ahimaaz begat Azariah, and Azariah begat Johanan, and Johanan begat Azariah. He it is that executed the priest's office in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem. And Azariah begat Amariah, and Amariah begat Ahitub. And Ahitub begat Zadok, and Zadok begat Shalom, and Shalom begat Hilkiah, and Hilkiah begat Azariah, and Azariah begat Zerahiah, and Zerahiah begat Jehozadak. And Jehozadak went into captivity when the Lord carried away Judah and Jerusalem by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And these be the names of the sons of Gershom, Libni, and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath were Amram, and Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel. The sons of Merari, Malai, and Mushai. And these are the families of the Levites according to their fathers. Of Gershom, Libni, his son, Kohath, his son, Zimah, his son, Joah, his son, Edo, his son, Zerah, his son, Jeterai, his son. The sons of Kohath, Aminadab his son, Korah his son, Asiah his son, Elkanah his son, and Abiasaph his son, and Asiah his son, Tahath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, and Shaul his son. And the sons of Elkanah, Amasai and Ahimath. As for Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah, Zophai his son, and Nahath his son, Eliab his son, Jeroham his son, Elkanah his son, and the sons of Samuel, the firstborn, Bashmai and Abiah, the sons of Merari, Malai, Libni his son, Shimei his son, Uzzah his son, Shemaiah his son, Haggiah his son, Asaiah his son. And these are they whom David set over the service of song in the house of the Lord. After that the ark had rest. And they ministered before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of the congregation with singing, until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. And then they waited on their office according to their order. And these are they that waited with their children. Of the sons of the Kohathites, Ammon a singer, the son of Joel, the son of Shemuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jehoham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toah, the son of Zuf, the son of Elkanah, the son of Nahath, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tahath, the son of Asir, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. And his brother Asaph, who stood on his right hand, even Asaph, the son of Berechiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Michael, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Malchiah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adai, the son of Ethan, the son of Zimah, the son of Shimei, the son of Jehath, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. And their brethren, and the sons of Merari, stood on the left hand, Ethan, the son of Kishai, the son of Abdi, the son of Malak, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzai, the son of Banai, the son of Shemer, the son of Nalai, the son of Mushai, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their brethren also, the Levites, were appointed unto all manner of service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons offered upon the altar of the burnt offering, and on the altar of incense, and were appointed for all the work of the place most holy, and to make an atonement for Israel, according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. And these are the sons of Aaron, Eleazar his son, his son, Abishua his son, Lukai his son, Uzai his son, Zerahiah his son, Mariah his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, Ahimaaz his son. Now these are their dwelling places throughout their castles and their coasts of the sons of Aaron, of the families of the Kohathites, for theirs was the lot. And they gave them Hebron in the land of Judah, and the suburbs thereof round about it. But the fields of the city, and the villages thereof, they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. And to the sons of Aaron they gave the cities of Judah, namely Hebron, the city of refuge, and Libnah with her suburbs, and Jatir, and Eshtemoah with their suburbs. and Hylan with her suburbs, Debir with her suburbs, and Ashan with her suburbs, and Beth Shemesh with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Benjamin, Geba with her suburbs, and Alemeth with her suburbs, and Anathoth with her suburbs. All their cities throughout their families were 13 cities. And unto the sons of Kohath, which were left of the family of that tribe, were cities given out of the half-tribe, namely out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, by lot, 10 cities. And to the sons of Gershon throughout their families, out of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. Unto the sons of Merari were given by lot throughout their families, out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave the Levites these cities with their suburbs. And they gave by lot, out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, and out of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, these cities which are called by their names. And the residue of the families of the sons of Kohath had cities of their coasts, out of the tribe of Ephraim. And they gave unto them of the cities of refuge, Shechem, in Mount Ephraim, with her suburbs. They gave also Gezer, with her suburbs, and Jokmeam, with her suburbs, and Beth-Holon, with her suburbs, and Ayalon, with her suburbs, and Gath-Rimmon, with her suburbs. And out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Aner, with her suburbs, and Bileam, with her suburbs, for the family of the remnant of the sons of Kohath. Unto the sons of Gershon were given out of the family of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan, in Bashan, with her suburbs, and Ashtaroth, with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Issachar, Kadesh, with her suburbs, Dabaroth, with her suburbs, and Ramoth, with her suburbs, and Anem, with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Asher, Marshal, with her suburbs, and Abdon, with her suburbs, and Hukok, with her suburbs, and Rahab, with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh and Galilee, with her suburbs, and Hammon, with her suburbs, and Kirjathaim, with her suburbs. Unto the rest of the children of Merari was given out of the tribe of Zebulun, Limon with her suburbs, Tabor with her suburbs. And on the east side of Jordan by Jericho, on the east side of Jordan, were given them out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer in the wilderness with her suburbs, and Jazar with her suburbs, Kedemoth also with her suburbs, and Rephath with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with her suburbs, and Mahanaim with her suburbs, and Heshbon with her suburbs, and Jezreel with her suburbs.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Karen. That was a reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 6.
Yes.
Welcome, everyone, to the Nellum Family and Friends Weekly Prayer Program. I don't know everybody's phone number, so when I call out the last four numbers, please introduce yourself. And so I can get the roll call, all right? Okay, we'll start with 1347.
It's Sister Shirley.
Sister Shirley, thank you. Okay, our next one is 9463.
Auntie Betty. And me. And your mother. Your mother.
And Mother Bonnie.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you all. Okay, 7682.
Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot. Somebody done dropped. Somebody done dropped. Excuse me.
Auntie Carol coming back.
Oh, okay. Auntie Dot. Okay. All right. We got a caller here. 6:11.
Okay. That was me, Auntie Cass. But I'm on 6:11, right. Auntie Cass.
Yeah. Okay. You was on 6:12 for the reading, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay. 6:11. Auntie Carrie. Okay. Then no one else call in. And so we can go ahead and get started. Well, first we're going to get a little house cleaning done. It is very important, if you're not speaking, please mute your phone so we are able to hear the others and the program. Unmute when you are ready to share. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. We are all family gathered together to give God honor and to praise and worship him in Jesus' name. Our open prayer today will be led by Mother Varner.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, thank you for the wisdom to know that we are created for your glory. We praise you for your tender mercy and loving kindness as we learn how to trust you in the things and to wait for your instruction. We pray daily for a fresh awareness of our dependence on you as we seek to do your work in Jesus' name. And we pray that everybody on this line get something out of what we are trying to do tonight, and it will help us to help us down through this week. Help us, you know, help us to grow a little deeper this week. And I give everybody the praise. I give God the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that opening prayer, Mother Vernon. Okay. Now, we get to the worship song. And first, let me do a quick roll call to make sure that I got everyone accounted for. All right. I have 1347, Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Okay, I have 9463, Auntie Betty and Mother Varner.
Good evening.
Yeah, I have 7682, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Okay. Last but not least, oh, we got another caller, 6611, Carrie, Auntie Carrie.
Yes, good evening.
We got another caller. Caller, when I call out your last four numbers, will you please introduce yourself, please? 0768.
Hey, Marie.
Marie.
Good evening, Auntie Marie. All right. We got a full house this evening. Okay. Thank all of you all for joining. And now, I don't have a way to play the worship song today, but it has been suggested unto me by Sister Patton that I should sing my own, and she laughing out loud.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's still going to happen. Yes, I. Okay, so let's remember, it's very important, if you're not speaking, please mute your phone so we are able to hear the others and the program. Unmute when you are ready to share. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. Someone singing, my Lord. Come by here. Someone singing, my Lord. Come by here. Someone singing, my Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. Somebody's praying, my Lord. Come by here. Somebody's praying, my Lord. Come by here. Somebody's praying, my Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Kumbaya. Amen.
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 Hey. Someone please mute their phone. I hear some background noise. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Now we get to Bible verse. Does everyone have their phone muted? Hold on just a minute, please. Okay. All right. Thank you. I took care of it. So when I call upon you, I'll unmute you so I won't get that distortion if my ears is making it very unclear to hear what is being said. Okay, with that spoken, we are at the part where we share a Bible verse or a teaching. We call it a round table. You know, the opportunity for each person to share a word, good news. You know, let's begin our round table today. And please say pass if you don't have a word of good news to share this evening. All right, we'll get started with Sister Shirley. Do you have any words you would like to share today? Oh, I'm sorry. Auntie Terry called back and it got me out of order. Sister Shirley, would you have anything you would like to share with us today?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm coming from Psalm 23. Our pastor today talks about God being our everything. He is our protector. He is our provider. And as we follow him, he provides every need. But we have to have a personal relationship with God to realize the things that he is doing for us. God is our provider. And the psalm David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But we need to remember that we need to have this personal relationship with God. That means we need to spend time with God through prayer, through reading his word, and through sharing as we are doing here tonight. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. I'm sorry, you all. I got you all mute. Let me get you all off and maybe see if we still got that. That background. All right. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalm. Okay. The background is coming from Auntie Marie phone. Okay. Auntie Marie, could you mute your phone, please? Thank you very much. Okay, the next we'll have Auntie Bay. Do you have anything you would like to share tonight?
Yes. I'm coming from the book of Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes into the hills, from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keep thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keep Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and ever evermore. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Amen, okay. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, from the Book of Psalms. Okay, we had a new caller to call in. Caller, when I call your number, would you identify yourself, please? 3173.
Bearer.
Bearer, all right. Welcome, Bearer. I don't know nobody's number. Okay, that's Bearer's John, my cousin. All right, we're glad you were aboard this evening.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have Mother Vernon. Anything you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 95, and it said, tender heart in praise. Psalm 95 invite and obligate us to join in on a celebration of God. It called a twofold: to worship the one who is the rock of our salvation, and to do so in the community of those who love him. When we open our heart toward God in worship, we experience life-giving inspiration. The summit invite us, come let us sing for joy in the Lord. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and exalt him with music and song. You can sense the joyful enthusiasm with which this call is given. Rather than being only spectator, we may activity praise, practice praising in the glory of worship. First, the worship leader remind us of the facet of our Creator. When we behold His gentleness, we become vessel for the praise of God. The human heart stand in awe before the wonderful witness of creating, and our soul saying how great they are. Second, the psalmist instructs us about the mercy of God. Because He is personal and loving, we may all call Him our God. God has extended Himself toward us in such a way that we can celebrate and share identity. We are God people, and God is our God. In such a climate, the chilly phrase of insulation and elision, despite in the warm breeze of the spring of God in all of the creation, and to the great God I belong. We limit our ability to worship God, however, when we develop calling heart and resist recognition, His splendors and majesty. We grieve and tenders of God when we degrade His mighty act or fail to respond to His love. When this occurs, our relationship with God changes dramatically, for we risk His anger and the removal of His blessing. Therefore, become our Creator and loving God deserves all of our worship and praise. Let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Thank you, Mother Vonna.
Okay.
Next we have Auntie Dot. Is there anything you would like to share today?
Yes, I'm coming from Ephesians 3, verse 14 to 21. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you a calling to the richness of His glory, to be strengthened with mighty by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the brethren in length and deep and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask of things, according to the power that works in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. What are we reading from, Auntie Dot?
Ephesians 3, chapter 21.
Okay, thank you. Ephesians 3. Thank you very much.
Okay, Auntie Dot. Now we have Auntie Carrie. Anything you have to share today?
Yes. I'm coming from Matthew 5. And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain. And when he went, when he was fed, his disciple came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the one that mourn, for he shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of God. Blessed Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall set all manner of evil around against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For the persecution then that they brought which was before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if your salt has lost flavor within, shall be salted. It is then worth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden on the feet of men. If you are the light of the world, a city that sit on a hill cannot be hid. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Yes, you have a seat. Amen. Amen. Next, you have Auntie Marie. Anything, any good news you'd like to share with us today? Auntie Marie.
I passed.
Okay. All right. Moving along.
That's on your phone.
Okay, now we have Miss Barishon. Anything you would like to share today, unto the group? Okay. Thank you. Thank you for joining us once again. All right, well, that complete our first round. See, did I miss anyone? No, I didn't. I'm doing pretty good, if I may say. All right, now we come to the part of our sick and studying. Okay, before we pray for the sick and studying, is anyone to add to the list? Or did anyone to remove the something? Background noise again. Would you all please mute your phone? Thank you very much. Okay. Is there anyone that we need to add to the prayer list, or is there anyone we need to remove from the prayer list? All right. Father God, we lift up all those, including our immediate family, friends, who are facing illness today. Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellums, Loretta Sinlin, Auntie Dot, Beryl, Kiara, and Malachi, Carrie and Willie, A.C. Cody, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian Thompson, and Afia Suma, our youth at risk, including my grandboys, my grandnephew, Tremar, Nasir, and Jamir, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, Lowe's family and friends, Mary Ann Lowe, Mary Lowe, Hubert Lowe, family of Auntie Janet Williams, Erica, Jessica, and Robert Tompkins, Jackie, Auntie Martha, Kenny Jacob. Bro. Dear God, we confess our need for you today. We need your healing and your grace. We need hope restored. We need to be reminded that you work on behalf of those you love, constantly, powerfully, completely. Father, forgive us for trying to fix our situation all on our own. Forgive us for running all different directions and spinning our wheels to find help when true help and healing must be found first in you. Forgive us for forgetting how much we need you above everyone and everything else. Heavenly Father, we come to you and bring you the places we are hurting. You see what no one else is able to fully see or understand. You know the pain we carry, the burdens, the cares. You know what we need to be set free. We ask for your healing and grace to cover every broken place, every wound, every heartache. Thank you that you are able to do far more than we could even imagine. Thank you for your mighty power to act on behalf of your children. We reach out to you and know that you are restoring and redeeming every place of difficulty, every battle for your greater glory. Thank you that you will never waste our pain and suffering. We love you. We need you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, yeah. You listen to our birthday. Someone, would you please mute your phone, please?
Yeah, he's fine.
I didn't too close together. That might be why.
Who is
Lord? I was saying,
okay.
And Beryl phone might be too close together. They need to be on one phone if they're not a full apart. You know, make a lot of noise.
I know. I don't know where it's coming from. I thought I had it one time, but I didn't. Okay, it's gone now. Thank you very much. Okay, now we got Angela got July 30 here. but she ain't got nobody's name. Okay, for the birthday song. Okay, right, here go the list for the acknowledging birthday. Oh, wow, wait a minute now. I don't know why Angela got me acknowledging everybody's birthday. Auntie Carrie, it's your birthday?
No.
I don't know what she got that in. Let me check the other page, because that just got a bunch
maybe
of
that's
all
the song
names.
We spoke to. Maybe I'm supposed to sing the birthday song, Hugo.
Well, maybe so. Okay, because you she got your name last again. This is the last of the month. Okay. Let me go and see if I find you right here. Here we go. Okay. July 30. To August the 6th, I believe that's it. From July 30th to August 6th. Okay, what we have here, is that PJ? No, that's on the Marie, you have a birthday on the 1st of August?
Yes.
Okay, I see where she at now. Okay. All right. Okay, first of all, Miss Allen. Okay, Auntie Maria Allen. Auntie Maria Allen is on the 1st. And I guess it's Afia is on the 2nd. Okay, Travis, Mother Varner, and Jarita is on the 4th. And that will be all that we have for the day, unless it's to the 8th, unless we go into the 8th. Okay. I guess. Anyway, if we go to the 8th, we got also, okay, that's the 24th. Okay. I'm trying to read through Angela writing. Please bear with me. I don't want to miss anyone. Okay. I think we have Jazz here for the 8th. So that will be all that we have. We have Jarita Ross, Mother Varner, Travis, and Marie Allen. Okay. So,
Amen.
Carrie, since you volunteered, would you mind leading us out with your birthday song today?
I don't mind. Y'all
thank
don't.
You very much.
Might need to put some cotton in your ears, but I'm coming. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God children. Happy birthday to you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Okay. All right. We're moving along now to our second round table. And on our second round table, if you don't have, I'm saying, you get the opportunity for each person to share a testimony, poem, or song, or praise. If you don't have anything for this week, please say pass when your name is called. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Auntie Marie.
I pass.
Oh, you passed. Okay. And yeah, and Barry Sean passed. Oh, okay. She passed. Okay. Barry Sean.
I have a praise. I enjoyed my time with my family yesterday. I haven't seen some of them in a while, and it was good to see her. Everybody was in good spirit, made me get in good spirits, and everyone that was there did get to see Malachi and Kira. So I just want to let y'all know I do appreciate it, and I thank y'all.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for that praise report, Brother Sean. Sister Sean, we would like for everyone to keep your prayers up and thank you for your prayers. You know, that's our only way to God's house. Jesus said his house shall be called the house of prayer. Prayer is our communication unto God, with God. So we need to keep on praying for one another, and we will soon get through to God, and God will soon answer our prayers. He's not like man. He answers them on his own terms and his own way, mysterious way that is at times. So I'd like to thank you all once again for your prayers for Sister Kira and Brother Malachi and Sister Sean and family. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay. Now we go to Sister Carrie.
Yes, I have a little reading to do. Not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path. Sometimes God calms the storm, or sometimes he let the storm rages and calm his child. I'd rather go through a storm with Jesus than go through the storm without him. No matter how big your storm is, trust God to calm your waves. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Okay, moving along now, we are at Auntie Dot. Any testimony, poem, or song of praise you would like to bring forth at this time?
Yes, I also like to thank my sister now. We went down yesterday to see them. And we had a great time, fellowship. And I really appreciate everything they do with the food and everything. We're good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
God even have traveling mercy on us. Thanks for that praise.
Amen.
God. It's good to see a welcome face. You know, I say, you know, yeah, when we see someone we ain't seen in quite a while, it does bring joy and bring our remembrance. It's what love is all about, to be
Amen.
In a family and to have a family. You know, we thank God
Amen.
For that.
Amen.
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 Okay, next, I have Mother Bonner.
Mother Bonner.
Yes, and I have a faith. I just want to thank my sister. They all came down, Bera and Tawana and Wileen and Dot. They came all the way from Atlanta down here and then helped cook the fish for what we had to eat.
Can't hear you.
I felt real special because they thought enough to come to see me. Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't mind helping out where they need help in order to have a nice cookout. That's what I have to say.
Amen.
And I appreciate Beryl letting us see her children. It was wonderful.
Amen.
And we saw Karen's great grandbaby. So we had a newborn in the house. So that was wonderful also.
Okay, thank you for that praise report, Mother Vernon. Okay, we're moving along. We have Auntie Betty. Any testimony? Palm, a song, a praise you would like to bring?
That's that big. I pass.
Okay. Ain't better pass. And that takes us to Sister Sherry. Any testimony, poem, or song, or praise report you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I echo the thank you and the good time that we had yesterday, and I'm so glad to be included in the number. It was so joyous just to be there, and my heart was just full. It was really, really nice, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Love you all.
Love you too.
Amen.
Love you too.
Amen. Love you. Love is of God. Love is the key. Love is stronger than death. Yes, sir. Thanks for that reading, Sister Shirley. Okay. And now, I believe that's complete our... Yes, that completes our round table. For me?
Okay, I just want to say, I forgot to call Shirley's name when I said my sister... Shirley was with us, and I enjoyed her also.
And
But we love you.
Love you too.
I guess I will go next. I also understand that your youngest son, Brother Bruce, came down to visit you also.
Yes, he did. Lord, I thought, I didn't know. Well, I probably didn't say it. Yeah, he came last Thursday, and he had us out to breakfast. We all met and ate breakfast, and then they went on to wherever they were going. Yeah, and we came on, and it was a wonderful time. So I just been having a lovely time. I had a wonderful time in Florida, and I came back here, and I'm still having a wonderful time. So when I get back home, I ain't going to know what to do. Yeah, and then I met some more people here in Augusta. And they took us out to dinner. He's going to take me back out on my birthday. So, Marie, don't get jealous. I ain't going to take him away from me, but I'm going to eat my dinner.
Okay. Okay. Amen.
So blessing us. To meet other people, and they just fall in like we've been knowing them for years, you know. That's a blessing right there. God is so good. He moved and put people in our path so we can share love from one another to another one, you know. That's a good thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, Mom, I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself. I hope
we all have days that we can celebrate. We all be right around the corner. Them birthdays and all them good times. Yeah. Thank the Lord for the time he give us here on this earth. Okay.
Amen.
Moving along, we're at the point now to where that completes our second round table, and we go on a signed pause for next week pause. Do I have a volunteer for First Chronicles chapter 7 reading?
Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot.
I hear you. I hear you. Okay, thank you, Auntie Dot. She'll be doing First Chronicles, chapter 7. Okay, do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer?
Sister Shirley.
Sister Shirley.
Yeah.
I think Sister Shirley gets you to the point, Auntie Carrie. So how about you doing the closing prayer?
You got it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you too, Sister Shirley.
Amen.
Okay, let me go over that once again so everyone would know. For next week part, we have First Chronicles chapter 7 reading by Auntie Dot, open prayer done by Sister Shirley, closing prayer done by Auntie Carrie. Okay,
amen.
Now, this
amen.
Is the hard part. Amen. Thank you all.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't bad.
Auntie Bear.
Yeah. Y'all here?
Yeah.
Auntie
yes. Bear. Who's she hearing me? Hello.
Hello.
You ready for me to pray?
No. I was wondering, was Auntie Bette still on the phone?
Yeah,
I would like for Auntie Bette, if she don't mind, to close us out with a song. if she please.
Okay, just a minute. Cry Jesus, he's alright. Cry Jesus, oh, he's alright. Cry Jesus, he's alright. I untried him, he's alright. Cry Jesus, oh, he's alright. And cry Jesus, oh, he's all right. Cry Jesus, he's all right. I done tried him, it's all right.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. Thanks for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. I tell you, Auntie Betty, you got the song that really moves the spirit within a person, and especially
amen.
Me.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Now we're going on to our closing prayer led by Sister Shirley.
I had closing prayer last week.
Oh, did?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
This will be the...
Oh, then.
What me?
Auntie Betty.
It's going to be Auntie Betty.
Oh, it's going to be Auntie Betty? Okay, Andrew, I got it wrong then. Okay, Auntie Betty, please with you. I didn't know that, Auntie Beth. I wouldn't have had you to sing a song. I'm not trying to wear you down.
I can do both.
Yeah. Okay, look out now. All right. Okay, go ahead on and close us out, Auntie Betty.
The Lord, by the head, let us pray. To the all-wise God, our Heavenly Father, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we come and say thank you. Thank you for what has happened tonight on this program. Thank you for everyone that are involved, O God. Let us be truthful to our word, O God. Let us praise you. Let us magnify your name, because you is our all in all and our every need. Oh, Father, we just want to lift up and tell you thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you, Father, because you is our God. And we come to praise your holy and righteous name. Thank you for whatever happened tonight on our program. Let it help someone somewhere down the line. And we will give you all the glory. We will give you all the praises. Because you deserve all our praise. You are worthy of all our praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that wonderful prayer, Auntie Betty.
Amen.
Well, Father, as we come to the conclusion of our program this evening, we want to thank you for being with us throughout this meeting. Replenish what we pour out to each other on today and continue to inspire and protect us as we leave.
Yeah.
It is in Jesus' name we believe and pray. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. Amen.
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 Thank you all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.